Unit 17. 17.1. Exercise 3. Speaker 1.
Well, I suppose I would visualise certain snapshots in my life. Fleeting moments when I was on cloud 9. The birth of my second child, or more recently, a forest walk on a beautiful morning with the birds singing their hearts out. At times like these, you sort of step outside yourself and think, yes, this is as good as it gets. So it's not about having material possessions or a huge income, though if you have any worries on that front, it surely rules out the chance of happiness. It's more to do with personal satisfaction and inner peace.
Speaker 2.
For me, it's not necessarily a transient feeling. I can recall whole periods of my life when things were basically going right, especially in my career, and I think a positive experience like that works as a catalyst. I suppose I can't have been in the same state of ecstasy from dawn till dusk, but looking back, perhaps through rose-tinted spectacles, it certainly feels that way. But if I had to pick just one event, it would be the elation I felt, age 9, on receiving a silver trophy at my first judo contest, something beyond my wildest dreams.
Speaker 3.
In my book, it's all to do with shared positive vibes, like infectious laughter rippling through a close family group. Being in a loving relationship is key, as this provides stability. And happiness can be found in small things. The security of a comfortable sofa, curled up with a good book while the wind's howling outside. That's something I remember from my childhood. It may be an old cliché, but it's true. You can't buy it, not at any price.
Speaker 4.
Sometimes I've felt a surge of joy in the midst of a perilous situation, and one moment I'll always treasure occurred in the Andes with two fellow climbers handling a tricky descent in appalling weather conditions. I hadn't known them that well when we set out, but in that situation, you put yourself on the line and make the impossible happen through mutual trust and cooperation. Others might claim well-being is a mental thing, but that's not what really counts. If you're feeling under the weather, you won't experience emotional highs, so it's vital to stay in shape. Well, that's my view anyway.
Speaker 5.
Locations have always been important to me. They seem to contribute so much to a person's mood. A few years ago, I was studying marine activity on a coral reef, part of a close-knit research team on an otherwise unpopulated and stunningly beautiful island. There was one particular day when I'd done 3 dives, the last at night, and although I was exhausted, I couldn't turn in, so I went back to the beach alone. I lay on the ghostly white sand, gazing at the canopy of stars above me, and saw the most awesome meteor shower, an absolute first for me. It doesn't always take much to tip the balance in favour of happiness, does it?